Hi, I'm John O'Donnell, and I make Dynamics Architect Evangelist with Microsoft, and here today with App Strategy based in Kalamazoo, Michigan, and here today with Ryan. Ryan, can you tell us a bit about who you are and what your role is?
Sure. My name is Ryan Smith. I'm a product manager here at App Strategy. I'm involved in the product development, product awareness. I'm also involved in the customer implementations and training of our software solutions.
Well, tell us a bit about App Strategy. I mean, when was the company founded? Is this your only office here in the United States? Or
right. Well, we've actually been in business since 2003. We've been involved in developing solutions for Dynamics CRM version 1 and all the way up leading up into version 1.2, 3, 4, and with our new product release of App Compass, offering a connector to CRM 2011.
So you've actually been developing since the V1 days, way back in 2003.
Correct. Yes, yeah. We've had a portal application system called AppRadius Enterprise, which is a rapid application development framework for delivering portals and extending CRM.
And you've also got a presence out in Europe as well.
Correct. We have an office in Paris, France. Handles all of our EMEA operations.
Yeah. So that gives you access to opportunities, Europe-wide, I guess.
Yes, we actually have a lot of global partners and
right.
customers.
Okay. Well, tell us a bit about, tell us a bit about this product, App Compass Enterprise. What is it? What's it do? Where I should be considering using it in my day-to-day operations of CRM?
Sure. App Compass is actually a declarative workflow delivered solution for creating bringing systems together, whether it be ERP systems, legacy systems, and also cloud-based systems, connecting to the Azure framework.
So if I wanted to connect, let's just go back to the basics. If I had an ERP system, and let's say I had Dynamics AX and I had Dynamics CRM 2011, using your tool like that, I could get data flowing back and forth between the two systems?
Correct, yeah. It's an anything-to-anything system where you can connect databases together, and then you can build it in an environment that is easy to deploy and manage without having to write necessarily code.
Right.
So it's a drag-and-drop type of environment, leveraging Windows Workflow Foundation.
So let's just jump back quickly. So what is actually built on? What is it built on today?
Well, we're building around the functionality of .NET Framework version 4,
okay.
WPF, WCF, and Windows Workflow Foundation 4.
Okay. So at this point, it's going to let me connect into, it's going to let me get data transferred between multiple systems. It's going to give me a visual design to. It's going to give me a visual designer as well. So I'm not sitting there cranking out C# code or even putting in the building XAML code. It gives me a visual design tool, lets me build out my workflows and then publish them into the system.
Correct. And what sets us apart from a traditional type of ETL software tool is that App Compass provides all that functionality of ETL, whether it be integration or migration. But it's also a complete automation system. By leveraging our AppRadius solution that we also offer, it also delivers a web portal application tool,
right?
Which is cross-browser.
Oh, interesting. So let's talk a bit about that. So AppRadius lets me deliver portals which will run across, I'm assuming it'll run everything from IE6 through to our competitor browsers as well, and everything in between.
That's correct. And
yeah.
That functionality of creating those portals to run in all those browsers. It's still going to connect to the underlying connections of whether it be CRM 2011 or any other type of ERP system. So it creates that portal bridge between applications.
So it's interesting because a lot of companies out there today, their focus is purely around data integration, migration technologies, ETL type systems. But you also have a portal product, so it's very complementary.
Absolutely, and one of the key aspects of what we do is not only just the integration and migration with App Compass,
mm-hmm.
but we can actually build an automated type of workflow process, deploy it to CRM as a XAML file, have it run, and then also link it to an AppRadius web page for approval type of scenarios or any type of business process that you would like to manage external from CRM.
Oh, so you could actually have part of the rule taking you to an external page that says, please click the following entries and then click an approval button. That feeds back into App Compass and then continues the workflow from that point onwards.
Absolutely.
Wow. So that must mean that if you wanted to do anything like some sort of compliance type solutions. I know you mentioned there was one standard you mentioned. What was it again?
Well, there's many different types of compliance rules out there, whether it be HIPAA compliance or CFR Part 11 type of compliance.
Right.
So what we've done is we've built in modules into the AppCompass environment that facilitate those types of business rules and that is infrastructure rules. With that, we've opened up the connectivity to Active Directory, things that you could normally have to do point and click within your server system for server management.
Right.
You would now be able to do inside of a workflow environment and completely automate that process.
So if you wanted to connect CRM to Active Directory so that if someone joins your organization and then an IT guy adds their record into Active Directory, you can then spin off a process from that to say, okay, we're now going to also add you into CRM or potentially even any other system that's out there.
Correct. And actually, take it one step further, by having that automated, we can have that deployed directly inside of CRM or any other external system and even explore opportunities of putting that into the cloud and have all that information stored into, like, say, an Azure database.
Okay. So tell me a bit about the latest release. I mean, what are some of the highlights of the new release that's coming out?
Well, there's many different modules that we're building into AppCompass. One of the ones we're most excited about, of course, is CRM 2011. We also have connectivity to AX, NAV, and GP as well.
Right.
So the whole Dynamics family is encompassed in this environment.
Right.
So it's really delivering not only just the data level of moving data back and forth between those systems, but we also have some very specific API and web service activities and functions within the product itself that work directly with those systems.
Yeah, because I noticed you were showing me the tool earlier, and you seem to have delivered a large amount of workflow activities. I was trying to think of one you didn't have, but I couldn't actually come up with one.
Yeah, there's hundreds of them.
But now you can also integrate with SharePoint as well?
Correct, yes. Yeah. SharePoint 2007 and 2010.
Excellent. Well, let's do this. We'll flip over to a product demonstration, but you know, in terms of OutRadius, I think one of the cool features that you showed on a video out there today is that you actually delivered in-grid editing.
Yeah, correct. We can actually create web forms and web grids that you can directly embed into a CRM system, for example, where the user does not realize that they've actually left the CRM system and it's transparent.
You sort of caught me off guard on the last time you did a product demonstration, because I couldn't actually tell that you weren't actually sitting inside a CRM 2011. You'd actually build out a UI that pretty much looked exactly like CRM 2011, but it was actually your Apollo product, which I thought was pretty powerful.
Yes, it's actually completely separate, and even though it offers that connectivity to CRM,
right,
you can actually add more value and extend CRM by having functions like you described as maybe creating an editable grid or dynamically adding a data entry form that you would normally have to do within 3 to 4 pages of CRM.
Right.
You can put all on one page.
Yeah, and you know, I've had customers saying, "Well, how can I make my pages look like they actually are part of CRM?" And you guys definitely have a tool that gives you that capability to create pages that can actually live inside of CRM or potentially be acting as a port into it, but it still looks like it still has the CRM look and feel.
Absolutely, and with that, with the AppRadius tool, it's leveraging the .NET framework and ASP.NET, so everything is centered around Visual Studio and being able to extend CRM with our control set, as well as developers can go in and create their own functionality as well.
Great. Well, thanks for talking to me today, and let's roll a product demonstration.
Absolutely. Sounds great.
When you first load AppCompass, you can log into your project database. This new enterprise feature facilitates collaboration of workflows and data sources created using AppCompass Workflow Studio. Project databases can be made to help categorize AppCompass projects based on platform or deployment, such as dev server, staging server, or production server. This ability to create project databases is completely up to the developer. It also allows workflow projects to be developed across multi-tenant scenarios, with full check-in and check-out support of projects. These databases themselves have levels of deployment types as well. You can have a lightweight SQL Compact Edition database, a SQL Server database, or store this database in the cloud on the Azure platform. Once I log into my development database, I can begin working inside of AppCompass Workflow Studio. Each workflow starts with establishing a system to connect to. This data source can be anything from SQL, files, SaaS platforms, Dynamics CRM 2011, on-premise and online, SharePoint, and more. The data source configuration details depend on the system that you're connecting to. Once this connection is established, though, AppCompass will store all the metadata information in the project database that you are currently logged into. This data source becomes available for all future workflows you wish to create. In addition to this data source, you can have any number of data sources defined in each workflow project. AppCompass features hundreds of activities for integrating into supported platforms. There are dedicated API and web service activities for both CRM versions 4, 2011 on-premise, and online. These activities facilitate the initialization of data sources, mappings, inserts, and updates. Let's take a look at this workflow, for example. This workflow establishes CRM 4 as a data source and CRM 2011 as a target system. Through a series of sequential checks and conditional checks, data field mappings are being established using the module-specific activities and then inserted into CRM 2011. This type of migration doesn't even require any coding, just simply mapping fields from source to target. Of course, AppCompass isn't your traditional ETL tool, though. It is really an automation appliance. While it does connect ERP, legacy, and cloud-based systems together for data migration scenarios, it also has built-in modules to support compliance and infrastructure workflow. Let's take a look at the Active Directory module, for example. Workflows can easily be created to automate users on a server and the groups they belong to. For example, in this particular workflow, I can automate a user being created and then assigned to the associated CRM 2011 group. But no matter what the workflow actually does, there are different types of layout options also available to develop your workflow projects sequentially or based on a traditional flowchart type layout. There is an easy-to-use expression editor native to the Windows Workflow Foundation 4 that accepts VB or C#. When working with this expression editor, AppCompass makes everything easily accessible in the workflow by storing all aspects of the project in the app object. Here, additional workflow variables as well as input arguments can be declared. Finally, when it comes time for deployment, there are options available for your specific target platform. You can deploy AppCompass workflows as an assembly or executable package. But the most exciting and easiest deployment method available is publishing the XAML markup of that workflow to run from either a database or directly inside of CRM 2011 as a solution package. This flexible XAML file is the premier integration choice for Microsoft Business platforms. There are many more features that AppCompass has to offer for Microsoft partners as well as customers. If you would like to learn more, please contact us through our website at appstrategy.com.